Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. The big story tomorrow, the biggest of these nominations, the most contentious, I believe, will be RFK Jr. based upon all the stuff we've talked about today. You can see how it's building up. And we are honored to have someone who has been top advisor to RFK Jr. since 2016, James Lyons Wyler. Mr. Wyler, or Dr. Wyler, I guess it is CEO and director of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. He is editor-in-chief of Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law, a peer-reviewed journal. And as I said, I'm told by my friend in the Kennedy camp that he's the go-to guy for RFK Jr. on matters of science. We'll find out if he's going to be sitting here tomorrow, because that's the seat I'd like to be anywhere near. That confirmation. Dr. James, welcome to the show. Are you going to be there tomorrow, whispering in the ear or anything like that?
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. No, I'm putting out wildfires in a couple of different states, holding down the fort in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. So I'm unavailable to be there, but I certainly hope for the best.
Okay, well, it is going to be contentious. What do you make, given your position, knowing him over the years? This is the most... In some ways, I think, consequential area, given what he may, what he's already gotten into and some of the things we've already seen that are developing. The New York Post, of all people today, their editorial board says senators vote no to RFK Jr., quote, who's still a radical left lunatic, hazardous to your health.
Well, if you check their major source of revenue is pharmaceutical advertising, just like all major media outlets, mainstream media outlets have a bit of a conflict of interest in publishing that political position. Bobby has done nothing since I've known him, except for fight for bodily autonomy, personal rights to choose, specifically with respect to health issues. Look out for the safety of children, women, pregnant women, men, adults, the elderly, over environmental toxins and their exposure through food, water, and medicine. Why in the world would anybody be against that? It really bends the mind to think that someone would be would not want someone who in that position who's willing to transform HHS into looking after human health and well-being. It's very strange.
Can you make it? I'm not sure this would be your purview, but you're a top advisor to him. I like a lot of the things he says, particularly in the food zone, for any number of reasons. These seem very doable. But the idea of not having pharmaceuticals advertised on TV, I'm on the other side of that. I do see it as a free speech, a choice issue. There are things you can do to put more truth into that if that's the issue. Dr. Wyler, how do you come down on that?
Well, I mean, there's only one other country that allows direct-to-consumer marketing of pharmaceutical products to their public, and that's New Zealand. The rest of the world really understands that messaging about drugs about medical issues is really probably best done in the doctor's office. It's not appropriate. I'm against direct-to-consumer marketing. It's not appropriate to see products that are online that are paid for, that the ads are paid for by mega billion-dollar corporations who will cut the funding of the news outlets if they run a story that goes against their interest. And so, you know, if you take a good, hard look at what that means, they say to you, here's this drug. Here, if you go and talk to your doctor about this and see if it's all right. Patients then go to their doctor and they say, oh, there's a groundswell of support for this. But what about drugs that are not as profitable, but they're more effective, but the companies can't afford that kind of airtime? If the bottom line intervenes at every turn in medicine, and it truly does, it's overwhelming the number of filters of finding out who makes what money in between a patient's decision to take a drug or not, to take a vaccine or not. At every turn, it's money, 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 money. And if you're interested in the bottom line for pharmaceutical companies, you want to see their stock go up, that's one interest. But if you're interested in ending the chronic disease campaign, the chronic disease epidemic in the United States and around the world, we might want to get to some of the root causes. You know, a lot of the public doesn't know this, but there's a categorization of disease. There's a category of disease called iatrogenic illness. It's disease that's caused by medicine. And most people understand, yeah, one medicine will make you sick, and then go back to the doctor, they'll give you another drug to make you better for that, for the side effects. This is how we get compound polypharmacy on our elderly. The older you are, the more drugs you're on. I'm not taking any pharmaceutical drugs right now.
Well, let me intervene and say I'm not either. But does it feel, now you guys have been up against this, and I realize when it's like a cop, you know, sees crime all day. You've seen it as a scientist. He's seen it scientifically, et cetera, a big pharma. Is there anything you could say, though, of the efficacy of what big pharma has done to make life better? Or do you think it's so sullied now that maybe it's just outweighed by what you see on a daily basis?
I think most of the medicines that America take today are biased in favor of profitability. It's hard to tell specifically whether what we know about any drug that's on the market from pharmaceutical companies, or small or large, actually, you know, bears the fruit that they're said to bear. So, to answer your specific question, I used to have asthma-induced allergy. It was horrible. When I had asthma, I couldn't breathe. And there was a steroid on the market called Becanase AQ, and it worked like a charm. And it was so effective, they took it off the market, right? I don't know why it's gone. I didn't have any adverse side effects. It seemed to work for me. I only used it during the allergy season. But it wasn't until I put myself through aluminum detox that my asthma went away and my allergies went away. The aluminum in my body came from a Tdap vaccine I took when I was 16 years old, and that set me up with a vaccine adjuvant, which activates the immune system. And I went to my grandfather's farm, and I baled hay, and I ended up with a severe hay fever and a mold allergy to boot. To this day, I haven't beat the mold allergy. If I walk into a room with mold, I can detect it. It's not a smell. It's a reaction. Okay. My body's reacting to it. So, yeah, there are drugs that are effective. The problem is, how do we tell the difference between the drugs that are super effective and the ones that are just maybe not so effective, or maybe they have side effects, but the pharmaceutical companies control the narrative? That's the problem.
Do you anticipate Ozempic, which I don't think the federal government ought to be supporting this, to come up tomorrow as something they may hang their hat on? There's a story out there today of a celebrity, a young woman, who did it to be thinner and now claims massive bone loss.
Well, yeah, that's one of the side effects. So there may be a clinical use for health for certain populations for these drugs, but they're not They're not the the magic bullet for weight loss, as it seems. A lot of what we learn about drugs and vaccines in particular come after, you know, we see 100,000 million patients use it. And then they start experiencing adverse events that were maybe too rare to find. And that's given. That you're never going to see a 10 million person clinical trial. That's part of the process of learning. But you know, the blockbusterness. Here's I want the listener and you think about this. Viagra was the worst thing that ever happened to the pharmaceutical company, to the pharmaceutical industry. Why is that? It's a blockbuster drug. And after Viagra, everybody looked for blockbuster drugs. Look at what happens. They profit from the sale of the drug. They profit from the stock going up. Stocks go crazy and so on. And instead of competing on efficacy and safety, they compete on marketability and profit. What do we do about that as a society? This is a discussion that we have to have. And enough people have enough chronic illness that we reached a critical mass where across the board, they said, we want Bobby working with Trump. I think that's why Trump won the election.
Well, I think it brought people into the tent. And if he is confirmed, I believe suburban moms who can go one way or another, you're exactly right, are going to come into the tent. The vaccine part of this, where would you come down tomorrow if they talk about the COVID vaccine? I see the efficacy. I think people should have had choice on this. I know some of the damage, particularly with males, myocarditis and things of that nature. But was it helpful in getting us out of that crisis?
I really think the discussion should be, why did pharmaceutical companies like Moderna and Pfizer and the FDA work so hard to hide the evidence of the adverse events through the clinical process, right? And the adverse events themselves are enough to raise an eyebrow to say, how is it that the FDA put out a warning that there is myocarditis risk 1 month after the review process by the CDC said that there was no risk of myocarditis? There's a serious problem with how these regulatory agencies work. CDC has a foundation called CDC Foundation, pharmaceutical companies. It's a not-for-profit run by our government. CDC receives money back through the back door through this organization, CDC Foundation, by donations from pharma. So does NIH. People that work at the NIH, and including NIAID, infectious disease, they're allowed to profit personally to the tune of $150,000 a year if they've worked on a project with pharma. This is absolutely biasing. And we have to have this discussion where we say, hey, listen, there's water under the bridge for COVID. Sure, there could have been better diagnosis. There could have been more accurate reporting and cases. But when it comes to the efficacy, how is it that when I took Pfizer's data and they said 95% efficacious, but I analyzed it with my data analysis skill set, and I included everybody who had COVID or was hospitalized or died in the analysis all the way from day one of the first exposure to the vaccine, I get 75% efficacy, but Pfizer published 95 because they excluded everyone until two weeks after the second dose. And so there are systematic ways that CDC and these other organizations and corporations have learned to bias the public viewpoint on vaccines. We have to have the discussion. Bobby's community welcomes tomorrow's discussion. We're looking forward to it. Many people have been working on this for a long time. They've been waiting for it. They may have vaccinated children. I do not. I'm simply interested in understanding things. I'm a scientist. I want to know, but I also want to reduce human pain and suffering through knowledge. That's what I've dedicated my life to.
Well, doctor, I certainly would invite you back after we see this play out tomorrow. I agree. I don't know if... I won't bring you into this. The senators are up to the task, though, to engage in what could be a moment that the American public clearly wants to drill down on these things. This should be a week-long kind of thing. One day on food, one day on vaccines, one day on the argument over the pharmaceutical industry and some of the things that you brought up today. I just hope they're up to it, because you're right. There are things that the American public is onto here, and they want better answers.
Thank you very much. I think we ought to have 4 years of Bobby at least doing this, and we can have those discussions, right? And then, and so when we're looking at this, the senators are very smart. They know their stuff, but many of them have to answer to the people that put them into office, as politicians do. The nice thing about Bobby is he's a very, very clear communicator, and he knows his stuff. He constantly surprises me with what a steel trap of a mind this man has. He is so that's why he's such a good lawyer, too. He has such an exceptional mind, and he has such compassion, and he's in it for the moms. He's in it for the children, he's in it for the people. And so that's why I support him. I'd support him in anything that he would try to do, because I know that it would be something in the right direction. And, you know, if you haven't called your senators, please call your senators and I urge them to support Bobby Kennedy for HHS director. It's a simple phone call. It takes 2 seconds. We need that support. We need a uniform cry of hope in the United States of America for a healthier future. Let's put an end to the chronic illness epidemic and find the medicines that actually are safe and effective. Find vaccines that can be made safer and effective. Find ways of doing regulatory science that don't involve conflicts of interest. All of that's gone when Bobby goes in. It's going to be shut down. There's going to be radical, revolutionary reform. It's not going to be painless. It's going to hurt. But at the other end of it, after 4 years, it'll be a tried and true process, and maybe we can have some faith in, you know, the CDC again.
Dr. James, thank you very, very much. I'd like to call on you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Dr. James Lyons Weiler here. And again, we have some other people inside the Kennedy camp that I think are moderate Democrats. It's still my vote for him. All right. We'll see how this plays out tomorrow based upon what he said. I still think you ought to be able to advertise on TV. I heard the arguments. Dan taking notes in there copiously with a scientist behind him now. And he started to open up, Dan, and become more and more conversational about supporting Kennedy. I like that a lot. All right. Let me take a couple here. Then we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Let's go to Steve in Bordentown. All right, Steve, who is your all-time pitch person?
Ricardo Montalban.
All right, why Ricardo Montalban?
With the Cordoba and the fine Corinthian leather.
Fake.
It was hilarious. Then after that, he was on the, not the Epstein, Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island, yes.
Yeah, had that show with him.
Great hair, too. I always look at the hair.
Drive it is to experience the pleasure of a truly road-worthy automobile in the Chrysler tradition of luxury. Yes, even rich Corinthian leather.
The Corinthian leather.
Fake.
Yes.
Fake. No, not a real thing.
And I want to get one female aboard, then Dom's Money Melody. Let's go to Amanda in King of Prussia. Amanda, who do you have today?
Hi, Dom. I have Suzanne Summers for the Thigh Master.
You really believe the Thigh Master worked?
No, I don't know. But I don't know why, but she was the first person that popped into my head.
No, that she's an all-time one of the top five.
The secret to shapely thighs is exercising these muscles with just the right resistance. This balanced resistance coil is designed to give you results quickly and comfortably. Want to tone your upper chest and arms? ThighMaster will give you excellent results. ThighMaster, we may not have been born with great legs, but now we can look like we were.
What a tagline.
Thank you. Great legs, though. Just
there you go. I didn't use the ThighMaster. I'm not endorsing the ThighMaster. Well, who knows? All right. Thank you, Amanda. All right. Great stuff from that. Now, that's real inner stuff. This is what we try to do. You have the guy that I'm told for the last umpteen years has been the science advisor to RFK Jr. So we'll invite him on probably Thursday or so, maybe even tomorrow, if it gets hot and heavy here, and get his insight on what's being said. I don't think these senators are up to this. You know, you hear some of these guys. Are they going to be able to debate some of the stuff this guy just taught? I don't hear it. Even if they're prepped. It's a debate America wants to have, though. And there are people, we played that already, that have been paid a lot of money by Big Pharma. 855-839-1210, and now it is time, finally,
it's Dom's Money Melody.
All right, we are playing today for a pair of tickets to see the Dirk Quinn Band Scabby Toad, a unique musical adventure with a reimagining of the Beatles' Abbey Road at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, great spot on the campus of Bucks County Community College, on January 31st. All right, Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, back in the early 2000s, or maybe earlier than that, we don't know. I don't want to give too much away. There was a ad campaign ran by a starlet, a diva, for a very famous soda company. And we want to know, Dom, whose voice this is that you hear in an ad that was ran on the radio, television for a little while. Who is it singing today? Who is the pitch person? Take a listen.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say Pepsi, please. They pick the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi.
Pepsi.
For those who think young, the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young.
Has there ever been parody of Pepsi and Coke? I don't remember it. I always thought Coke just decimated them. And I never remember an actual war with the two.
Oh, there was.
Yeah. No, Coke universally, Dan. You go there, they know American, they know Coke.
No, Pepsi was killing it in the 80s. When they had that taste test going back and forth. Yeah. And then because you had Michael Jackson with the ad campaign, and that would lead to a new Coke with a new formula because they were trying to compete with a younger generation. And then they had to go back to the Coke Classic. But
universally around the world, you don't go into a place and say, do you have Coke? If you want Pepsi, you have to say, oh, do you have Pepsi?
Well, I think there are countries that like have replaced water drinking with Coke drinking because the water is so unsafe that their safest drink of choice is indeed Coca-Cola. So that's why it's become such an international phenomenon.
I just know about the paint off cars thing, and I think that's more Pepsi. All right, hit us with that, Dan. We're looking for the diva.
Diva pitch person, Dom.
Diva pitch person.
People who think young say, Pepsi, please.
The lively crowd today agrees.
Hit us with that, and we'll take your drone calls coming up. We have breaking news on that. You heard the RFK Jr. science advisor. This is going to be heated tomorrow. Great guy. I mean, great stuff you got there. Expect fireworks on this.
Ouch! Mini says on youtube.com/@1200WPHT. I want to see producer Dan use the thigh master on his upper body.
Oh, there we go.
Ouch!
All right.
I wish that.
Yeah.
Mini's usually so polite, so you know, that just never does anything like that. All right. Maybe how about the women on the ranch? I wonder if they have thigh masters out there in Oregon.
Think young, say Pepsi.
All right.
Be careful what you wish for there.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. We'll get a winner, and you're off to the Zlock. A lot more coming up before the final gong today on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue, then I'll give you an update on RFK Jr., how nasty it's gotten. I'm talking really, really nasty. Tells me he's on to something. Dan, let's hear the clue.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say Pepsi, please. They pick the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi.
Pepsi.
For those who think young, the right one. The modern light one, now it's Pepsi, for those who think young.
Let's go to Kevin in Doylestown. All right, Kevin, who's singing that pitch? Kevin. All right, let's go to Patty in Westchester. Hi, Patty, who's singing that?
Britney Spears.
Yes, it is Britney. Doesn't sound like Britney Spears to me. A lot deeper voice. Am I wrong, Dan?
Yeah, a little sultry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who think young say, Pepsi, please.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young.
Yes, Dom, that's part of the Pepsi Generation series of ads that she did in the late 90s into the early 2000s at the height of her fame, where she did different music genres throughout the generations to promote the Pepsi beverage, that being the doo-wop commercial version there.
Ah, very nice. Good choice today. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. You know, when we first saw Caroline Kennedy and John John, right? Magic, Camelot. Well, at least John John, I guess, playing inside the president's desk. all that, right? The tragedy of that. But when we saw Caroline Kennedy after that, I got to say, I was shocked when they wanted her to be, was it ambassador to China? It was some ambassador role. Was it Japan? I mean, it wasn't the most amazing thing, but she was so ill-prepared, so unable to articulate. It was a big controversy over it. Yeah, come on, she's a Kennedy, she's Caroline Kennedy. You got to plug her into that. Back when the Kennedys were an even bigger thing, right? And it failed. I think there was an interview with the New York Times, somebody, and they broadcast it. It was brutal. She just came out. Now, this is the nastiness, calling her cousin, RFK Jr., a predator, a serial predator. That's what he is, a predator of women. Just came down a little while ago. So this whole deal tomorrow. Now, you heard the scientist. He claims the New York Post went after him because, like most media entities, they have a large pharmaceutical presence. Now, I get it in some of this, but, you know, you can't just scream pharmaceutical presence. New York Post editorial board, are they really going to go after Kennedy just because what? The Murdochs or somebody says, hey, Big Pharma wants you to do it. Okay, it's debatable, but are we going to say any criticism of him tomorrow? Because I have some. Is outside. That's it. He's our guy. It's going to be revolutionary. You have Caroline Kennedy, Dan? Yeah, here's what she said.
Dear senators, throughout the past year, people have asked for my thoughts about my cousin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his presidential campaign. I did not comment, not only because I was serving in a government position as United States Ambassador to Australia, but because I have never wanted to speak publicly about my family members and their challenges. We are a close generation of 28 cousins who have been through a lot together. We know how hard it's been, and we are always there for each other. But now that Bobby has been nominated by President Trump to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, a position that would put him in charge of the health of the American people, I feel an obligation to speak out. Overseeing the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, agencies that are charged with protecting the most vulnerable among us, is an enormous responsibility and one that Bobby is unqualified to fill. He lacks any relevant government, financial, management, or medical experience. His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. These facts alone should be disqualifying. But he has personal qualities related to this job, which for me pose even greater concern. I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator. He's always been charismatic, able to attract others through the strength of his personality, his willingness to take risks and break the rules. I watch his younger brothers and cousins follow him down the path of drug addiction. His basement, his garage, his dorm room were always the center of the action, where drugs were available, and he enjoyed showing off how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks. It was often a perverse scene of despair and violence. That was a long time ago, and people can change. Through his own strength and the many second chances he was given by people who felt sorry for the boy who lost his father, Bobby was able to pull himself out of illness and disease. I admire the discipline that took and the continuing commitment it requires. But siblings and cousins who Bobby encouraged down the path of substance abuse suffered addiction, illness, and death, while Bobby has gone on to misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life. Today, while he may encourage a younger generation to attend AA meetings, Bobby is addicted to attention and power. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
Okay.
Even
that's
before
Caroline Kennedy here, so I didn't know she was going to do the drug path. But this is all-out war now on this. That's where we are. And tomorrow, instead of what should be a great debate, as I see the upside, but I have things that I'm critical of. The Kennedys, though, are not going to allow this. They're still tethered to the party, too. You realize that. That was the problem when he ran. We're still the Democrats. You know, we can't count you running an independent campaign here. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board.
Can I just point out?
Yes.
The timing of this is political in itself.
Yes.
Because if she's known this the entire
right.
time, the guy ran a presidential campaign.
Right. Why not speak out then?
So why not speak out then? And if she had known that he's some kind of psychopath,
right.
did she really hold it close in her pocket right. until the most opportune political time to expose him?
I will give you the other side, though. I've been some of the stuff that this guy's engaged in, I think, is nuts. But is he a vehicle here that is unique to get the American public better health? That's the issue you're going to see play out tomorrow. In other words, given his name, given his long standing in this, you heard the scientist, he does cut through, and if confirmed, and he stays in the right lanes, there will be a gigantic net positive. And I think President Trump is going to put guardrails on this. All right, Dan, such a swirl here. I forgot. We have to take a break now, right? Oh, I thought I could keep talking. Well, yes. 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your calls here. Keep us with the pitch person. But I want to get you in on this RFK news. You can tell RFK Jr. news how much this is going to. What a, I'm not even going to deign to say a troubled family. I've seen the Kennedys over all the time I broadcast. It's just a negative on America, really. And you're seeing this play out a little bit, to Dan's point, the 11th hour. Why didn't she say something before? Now he's a predator. This is going to be intense tomorrow, and we'll bring you all the sound and insiders on this. Hey, I have a question for all you empty nesters or soon-to-be empty nesters out there. Are you wondering if this is your year to downsize? Or maybe you want to know the latest trends in the real estate market that will impact how fast your home will sell. Or maybe you want to know how the new administration's policies will affect the value of your home with the decrease in regulations and cutting of taxes. Well, that's a lot to be thinking about, but we have someone who helps with all that. Nobody better than my great friend, Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors, to answer all those questions at our next breakfast event for future home sellers this Saturday morning, February 1st, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. Diane unlocks the secrets to outshine the competition, boost your bottom line, take control of your equity, and sell fast, smarter, and for more. I'll be there Saturday morning around 8:15. I think the breakfast starts at around 8:30. Always a great time to meet all of you and get Diane's advice. Plus, she'll be signing copies of her new book, Model Home Mindset. This is all free, and trust me, it's a lavish, great breakfast. Just RSVP now. Call 215-576-8666, or you can do it online. Same thing, it's free. Just RSVP now. 215-576-8666.com. All right, coming to you, Dom Giordano Show. A lot piled up here. Breaking news, the drones, if you're just joining us, we found out from the Trump administration, not the enemy. But is there more to be known there? I'd say, yeah. The other is Caroline Kennedy, 11th hour, savage attack here. Let's go to Paul in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, welcome in.
Well, hello, Don. I find Caroline's choice of predator interesting, considering what her uncle was accused of.
Well, all of them. Teddy Kennedy, RFK, JFK, all three of them, and the grandfather, yeah.
All right. For the side question,
yes.
Tie it with Juan Valdez, Mr. Coffey's Joe DiMaggio.
That was an all-timer. Doesn't Joe look good? That's what they used to say about DiMaggio. Yeah. That Mr. Coffey was a thing up until recently, even companies. That's a very good one. Annie in East Norriton, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the RFK hearing coming up.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I think that the American public assumes that whatever is sold in the grocery store is good for them. I mean, and that's not a good set of assumptions to begin with. I think the health crisis is a combination of reliance on processed food, lack of nutrition knowledge, and declining cooking skills. So that kind of creates a perfect storm for, I don't know how to cook, I don't know what's nutritious and what's not, and so I'm going to rely on processed food. So I'm completely for what RFK is about. And big pharma and big food are complicit in this, because it's in big pharma's interest to have a sick population. And big food is contributing.
Okay, there are elements of all that, but you don't see these criticisms of this guy. It's kind of checkered, wouldn't you say?
Checkered in what way?
Well, just what she just said there, despite, you know, the Kennedys and their baggage, and the fact that, you know, he was talking about polio vaccine a little while back, until President Trump stepped in and, you know, put the guardrails back on.
I think that President Trump will provide guardrails, but somebody needs to take this on full on. And he's the only one who stepped up to do it. And I think what you're seeing from Caroline Kennedy and from others, and some information you provided earlier in your show on how much money is being given to senators from Big Pharma, I think it's, you know, it's pretty obvious that they don't. They're scared. You know, big food, big pharma, scared big time.
Well put. No, there is that. There's no doubt. Do I believe that, as the scientist said, I'm just going to dismiss the New York Post on this? No, I'm not. Come on. I'm not just going to dismiss all of it. The point on these senators, though, yeah, that's why we played it. I agree. They're under a lot of pressure. And maybe even more than big pharma, it's the big food that's a little bit more surreptitious about this, but definitively is an issue here. Let's go to Ginny in Trevose on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Ginny.
Hi, Dom. Yes, I'm calling about the drones. This is absolutely not accurate, what they're saying. I remember you had Jeff Van Drew on last Friday.
Yes.
And he was talking about the guy who was watching them go by every minute or so, basically all day. And that is exactly what I have been seeing since Thanksgiving behind my house. Every minute or so, especially in the evening, one drone after another following the same
argument,
route.
The argument, I'm sorry, Ginny, the argument of from Levitt today would be, well, we told you they're not the enemy, so why be concerned? What do you say?
Well, they're not, they're implying that there's a lot of amateurs, so
yes.
You would see this, you would see all kinds of variety of things. They are large, they're very large, and they are regular and consistent. There is no little amateur group or guy that's going to be sending drones past my house every minute all night long.
Well, here's what I can assure you. The two people that really pressed the on this, Van Drew, were already all, you know, people on to get them on tomorrow. And also Dawn Fantasia, the woman in Sussex County who really blew up at Murphy at that big conference. So I agree with you. We're not letting this go. It's good they were transparent. They announced this. But as the mayor of Mellem said, or Mayor Mellem, when she said, or for other reasons, that opens up just about everything. We need more on this.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree.
I'm shouting into the abyss.
Yeah, don't do that. Just call us. We're a good abyss. Thank you, Ginny. Well, that's a pretty elevated line there, shouting into the abyss. I have to use that one. No, we're gearing up tomorrow. RFK Jr., the side question. Got a great one. And Dom's Money Melody, of course. But we're trying to get Van Drew and maybe Dawn on to see how this sits with them. It doesn't sit that well with me. And to the mayor's point, look, the drama of doing this by President Trump through Leavitt, it was a big moment at her first news conference. But did they know about this a little bit earlier on, that this is the FAA? The FAA would be testing, and they have to test here over populated areas? We got to do better on this. There's, you know, the punchline was when the mayor said, well, I don't trust government. You are in government. Come on. It was fun. But much more needs to be done. You can tell the RFK Jr. stuff. Caroline Kennedy, too. Just one comment with the Kennedys. Has she ever spoken out about Teddy Kennedy, about her father, about RFK? They all were. The whole gang of Kennedys are a menace. But on this, when this guy's this close to breaking through, her argument seems to be because he has that background, he is preying on the American public and going to take us down a ruinous path. I don't see that happening. I think it's up to Trump, though, to keep him in a lane here. You know my lane for him. It's the food supply. That's a good lane to be in. He gets into some of this other stuff. You heard the scientist in agreement with him. I'm going to tell you when I differ. Well, you're not a scientist. Well, neither's Kennedy. All right? This is a matter of insight into best information that's out there. So we're just not going to believe him. But these senators tomorrow, these Republicans are under a lot of pressure. Let's see what they do. Democrats might get a couple to vote for him. I think Fetterman's going to vote for him. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Lightning round next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, hit us with that all-time pitch person, male or female. We've had some great ones. It's all in making your case, though. Do it quickly. Let's go to Jimmy in Bryn Mawr. Hey, Jimmy, who's your person? Yo, Jimmy.
You there?
Yeah, Jimmy, who's your person? All right, where's the beef lady? Let's put him down for they made an effort to run to the phone. I just couldn't. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, who's your person today?
My answer is Morris Kessler from Maury's Wigs in Goodfellas. Oh. I mean, Jimmy, where's my money? Where's my money, Jimmy?
Yeah, jumping into the pool. Do they have Danish over there? Pearl, you love Danish. Oh, that's a pretty good one. That is a great fictional one. Yeah, that guy's a great actor. Robert and Ben Salem. Robert, what do you have today?
That was a good answer by the Earl. I'll get right to it. I'm going to go with Dr. Rick. He is a life coach who helps people dealing with parentamorphosis, or the act of turning into one's parents. And he's played by a guy named Bill Glass, but every commercial has been a home run so far. And I won't take any more time. Great show. Great day, you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, look, that guy's got the shtick, but it's all in the delivery of coming up with these situations.
Yeah.
You can hit me on Twitter. Which one is the favorite? I'm cataloging the top 10. It's the guy with the glasses that walks around. And then there's a guy that's always counting stuff. That's in that. That's,
yeah, typical, like, dad things, you'd say.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. But, when he takes that one item the woman has, no doing this, no doing that, he just dumps it in a trash can in front of her. Joe in Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My all-time promoter is the singer, entertainer, Dinah Shore, who would end her program with a song promoting a product, which went like this. See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Oh, man, three of the heavy hitters right in a row. But you know what? This is a little bit older, but this is classic. I think everybody's seen it. Dave in Oakland. Dave, what's yours?
Oh, Ralph Cramden and the Honeymooners.
Chef of the Future episode.
Yes, when he says core a apple.
Hopkins stage fright. Voted number 7 on TV Guide's top 100 episodes.
Oh, it is. Yeah, and Art Carney, unbelievable. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary, who's yours?
In light of RFK tomorrow, and it's going to be RFK's hero. This guy hosted the longest nationally syndicated fiction travel television program from 1951 to 85. He founded the modern gym, ultimately leasing out the Bally. He died at 96 years old. He's known as the godfather of fitness. It's Francis Henri Lalanne, Jack Lalanne.
Jack Lalanne, I got him on once. I wish I had that tape. I was just hard to speak. I so lionized this guy. Drew in Upper Darby is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew. Afternoon. Who's yours?
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot. Hey, Dom. You know, this is a long shot, but he truly sold me, though. But so when Richie Ashburn, when he was announcing Phillies games in between innings, when Budweiser was a sponsor, when Richie Ashburn would just say nothing beats a Bud, and just the way he said it with his raspy voice just made me get up and go grab a nice cold Bud.
Very nice. Hard to believe, Harry. Hard to believe. Bruce in the Northeast, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bruce, how about you?
Hey, Dom, this guy had his own theme music. That would be the strong and virile Marlboro Man. Light me up another one.
Thank you. Yes, can't top the Marlboro Man for vitality. All right, Henry, let's narrow it down a couple here.
I mean, those were a lot of strong contenders just got.
Yeah, I have a winner, though, in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I think it popped.
I thought the Earl of Tacone had a good one with the Maury Kessler. Obviously, right. Robert and Ben Salem with the Dr. Rick. Joe and Exton, I like this little ditty of the dinosaur. Yeah. And how about that last one, the Marlboro Man?
They're all great. I really like the Dr. Rick, though. That's just a killer. Earl's was timely, Maury. But Dr. Rick. So let's put Robert into the hat.
All right.
We'll do it all again tomorrow. Going to be having a great prize coming up here. Our friends over at Gallo's gift certificates in the near future for the side question. You're going to love one of my favorite spots. More about that tomorrow. But tomorrow, you have to be with us. Today, we took you inside the RFK Jr. We'll have that. The drones. We'll be on top of that tomorrow, too. That's an insufficient answer. But this is going to be a showdown of showdowns tomorrow. And we'll bring you all the sound of that. Plus that news conference by Levitt today. Wow, I got to get that paperwork done. I want to sit in that chair as the new media. I'm already thinking of bringing my stylist with me to Washington for that one.
Got to get the hair right for
that. Yeah, you're ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. All right, thanks to Dan, too. He called it today to go to the Levitt news conference, our first news conference. The high white saying, well, if you came here illegally, that's a criminal act. What would you call it? Oh, man, it's going to be rough for the so-called legacy media seeing that play out today. All right, Rich Cioli is all set for 4 big hours. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210, how much more news can break? A lot. All that on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.